The Wisconsin chapter of Americans for Prosperity organized the town hall meeting. It featured keynote speaker John Stossel of ABC News. Stossel says sticking with a free market system will offer people more choices, more control, and affordable health care.
The conceit of the government solution is that the master planners will fix it so no one will fall through the cracks and everything will be good. But what I've learned is that that is a triumph of hope over experience. Government will make it worse.
Paul Dwyer agrees. He's a small businessman from Toma against government-run health care.
My problem is, if this bill passes, 8% of my gross wages will add another $62,000 in operating expense to my business. I don't have it.
Joe Rendler of Sparta echoed those sentiments.
I had a little back problem. I had to have a $4,000 test to get a $2,000 cure because of lawsuit.
The road to health care reform starts with everyone, according to Republican State Senator Dan Kopanky.
Then we go from there, and then we talk about the delivery system, and we talk about the efficiencies within the system, we talk about transparency, we talk about tort reform. All of those things are part of the package that we can look at, but we don't have to, again, overhaul the whole system.
But Democratic Congressman Ron Kind says government-run health care could work if it plays by the same rules and regulations as private health insurance plans. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.